Welcome to the Stewardship Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Nelson, and I have a problem. I bet you do too. I get overwhelmed with life. First of all, I have a lot of responsibilities. I try to organize them all in a digital to-do list that is so large it has spiraled out of control, which means I pretty much ignore it altogether. Here's another problem. I have 5 people living in my house with me. Those 5 people are the most important 5 people in my life. One of them is my wife, Amanda. We'll be living together until one of us is dead. We actually made a commitment to do that almost 17 years ago. My hope is that between now and one of our deaths, we will continue to grow together. The way that I live day to day, though, you wouldn't necessarily believe that I really want that. The other 4 people living in my house are my children. Our home is very full right now, but in 13 or so years, all of the children could be gone. Amanda and I don't really have as much time left with our kids as it sometimes feels like we do. Here's another problem. I have a body, and like yours, it grows older every day. I don't always treat it very well, and I can feel it. Here's another problem. I'm an entrepreneur. I make money much the same way you do. I create value, and I exchange it with people that reciprocate with other forms of value, usually in the form of money. But you know what? Business is hard. Work is hard. Those are some of my problems. I bet you can make a very similar list. But my problems are actually much worse than that, and yours are too. My problems are worse than that because I have been bought with a price. I am not my own. I answer to a higher authority. What in the world am I talking about? In simplest terms, it's this. I recognize God's existence and authority in the universe. I recognize that in order to please Him, His expectation of me is perfection. And perfection is on His terms, not mine. I recognize that I have never met and can never meet those expectations on my own power. I recognize that because God is holy, He cannot tolerate any imperfection in me. Any imperfection in me is rightly punishable by death. I recognize that God became human in the person of Jesus. I recognize that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born to the Virgin Mary. I recognize that Jesus lived the perfect life that I cannot live, that He took on my sin and died in my place, that He rose bodily from the dead to justify me. And He did all of this because, for His own reasons, He loves me. He purchased my life with His death and resurrection. Therefore, I am not my own. I am God's. Anything that I speak of as being mine here on this earth is really God's because I am His. And that's where we get to stewardship, because a steward is somebody who takes care of something for someone else. More on that in a moment. First, I want to address some word choices that I made a moment ago. One of my goals for this podcast is that I want it to be a podcast that I want to listen to and that I will, in fact, benefit from when I listen to it again in the future. And if I were listening to this podcast, I would be thinking, geez, he sure likes the phrase, I recognize a lot. All right, I use that phrase because some people do believe or know about a lot of those same things about God and His work and His relationship to humans. But they don't have faith in those beliefs. They don't put their trust in what they know to be true about God. James, the brother of Jesus, in his letter in the Bible, said that the demons believe in Jesus and His work, but their response is not one of faith, but of trembling. James didn't say it exactly that way, but you can go look it up and see exactly what he said. The point is, belief is not enough. Faith, or trust, that Jesus' work on the cross and his resurrection are for you is what matters. So I guess I could have used the phrase, I have faith in, instead of I recognize, but I didn't want to do that because I wanted you to hear it with a little less religiosity than you might be used to. Maybe it's not a good choice and I wished I would have done it differently later, but that's the explanation. It's also important to note that if all of those things are true, all of those things that I recognize, it doesn't really depend on me recognizing them for them to be true. They're going to be true whether I recognize them or not. That I recognize them and put my faith in the finished work of Jesus is a gift of God. It's the gift of faith. Faith in Jesus is what separates us from the demons' accurate beliefs about Jesus. Okay, so before I started preaching, I mentioned that my problem was worse than my overwhelming life. It's worse because if I mess things up, I'm not just messing up on my own behalf. I'm also messing up on God's behalf. What that means is that the real problem is that the stakes are higher than I ever imagined, and my ability to do what God requires of me does not exist in and of myself. I need something else. What then is stewardship in the context of this podcast? We've already established that a steward is someone who takes care of something for someone else. As stewards unto God, then, stewardship is the expression of our response to what Christ has done for us. I'll say that again. Stewardship is the expression of our response to what Christ has done for us. It is how we care for the relationships, resources, and everything else that God has entrusted to us. So, how does an aspiring faithful steward become a faithful steward? I believe there are two primary ways in which God has provided for us to do this. The first is by faith in and reliance upon the indwelling power of God by His Holy Spirit. I'll say that again. The first way that God has provided for us to be faithful stewards is by faith in and reliance upon the indwelling power of God by His Holy Spirit. As Paul said to the Galatians, again in the Bible, he said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The second way that I believe God has provided for us to be faithful stewards is interdependent relationships with other aspiring faithful stewards. God created us to be relational, in relationship with Him and with each other to varying degrees. We are weak when we are isolated, and we are stronger when we are united. Healthy, interdependent relationships help us be good stewards. And those two strategies are what fuel my vision for this podcast. In every episode, we'll unpack how we can more faithfully serve God with everything He's entrusted to our care by relying on His strength and mutually relying on each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. I invite you to join me in pursuing a life of faithful stewardship. There are several ways you can do that, but for now, I'm only going to share one. The reason I'm only going to share one is because if I give you too many choices at one time, like more than one choice, you probably won't do any of them. If I give you one thing to do, though, you are much more likely to do it. So what I want you to do is to make sure you get the podcast show notes in your inbox for every episode. And here's why. I listen to a lot of podcasts packed with valuable content. And the most frustrating thing to me is that it's hard to retain it all. And I'm usually driving or otherwise occupied, so I don't even take good notes to remember what I heard. Don't let that happen to you. Go to thestewardshippodcast.com and click Get Show Notes. They'll arrive in your inbox shortly after each episode drops, and I guarantee that they will contain tremendous value for you and will reinforce the things we talk about on the podcast so that you and I can live a life of faithful stewardship. I really appreciate you listening today. The Stewardship Podcast is not about me. It's about you and me responding to what Jesus has done for us. Until next time, remember, go to thestewardshippodcast.com and click Get Show Notes.